Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, and you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now, tell me, right now you're chilling with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now, tell me.
What's happening? This is your man, Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Choc Mommy. And all of us right now, we all riding the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Choc Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Choc Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Choc Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Choc Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is the dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Choc Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Choc Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Like, hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Choc Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show ever. And it's Valentine's Day and I'm doing this fucking show. I must love y'all or I must love myself or whatever. So tonight is going to be a pretty interesting show. Tonight's show is sponsored by Knights of Erotica. They're like my sex toy sponsor. And I have like some goodies to share with you guys. And then I have my mixtape that's dropping today, Chocolate Love, Volume 1. I am so excited about that. I almost had to push it back because the person that was supposed to do my graphics, we were chatting on the phone, and this motherfucker tells me that it's going to be ready, like, in an hour. So then, like, around 12:30, 1 o'clock, he hits me up, and he's just like, well, it's not going to be done until Wednesday. I don't work like that because when I tell you guys I'm going to do something, I pretty much try to do it. So for him to tell me some bullshit like that, I was not really trying to hear that. So I'm like, fuck that. So I got somebody else to do it on the fly, like at 2:30 in the morning or something like that. And it is, the cover is nice. I'm excited about it. I'm going to drop it on here as well. So I have, like, a lot of people on the mixtape. We have, let me see, Mike Bless, Vin Keaton, Motrey featuring Kiwani. We have Ray Vaughn. Oh gosh, Sean Ward, Espy, Lociel. Then we have Motrey again, and then we also have Jay Harden, and it's hosted by me, Espy, and DJ Takeover. DJ Takeover did a good job. I wasn't able to get my drops like I wanted them to, but you know, it's all good. It's all good. I tell you, in Volume 2, the shit is going to be crazy. It's going to be like mad crazy. So before I start getting into my mixtape, for those of you that are tuning in on Tiny Chat and through my website, y'all see this right here? It's called Yummy Cummy. So Nice Veronica sent this to me. And four capsules in here, two for you and two for your man or your mate or whatever. And basically, you got to take these things 2 days in a row, preferably in the morning and at nighttime. And it's supposed to give your cum a fruity taste. So considering that I didn't take these shits on time, I can't say that I'm going to take them right now and that my pussy is going to taste fruity. But, you know, I'm still testing the theory. If I drink enough pizza rock, will my pussy taste like peaches? So I went to the liquor store early this morning, and I'm still working on that. So the first thing is yummy cummy. So we'll call this the foreplay, you know what I'm saying? And for those of you that read my blog on my birthday, right here. Let me see if I can find a whole pack. Oh, man. Damn. I don't know, because I started eating these. Okay, these little creatures right here, okay, Pop Rocks. Ladies, when you're sucking your man's dick, this is a must. These things right here. You put them in your mouth, and then you put your mouth on the dick, and then you start sucking. I promise you, your man will love you forever. And I know because my birthday, I was on period, so I really couldn't fuck. I mean, you know, some people do, some people don't. You know, it's just the roll of the dice on where you're at in that time of the month. So what I did was I took the Pop Rocks and, you know, I gave him a little sample. Needless to say, he, you know, was on the couch or whatever. Needless to say, he stood up. And he started fucking my mouth oh so good. And me being the freak that I am, I made him pop off. And I swallowed it and I kept sucking the dick over and over and over and over again. And that shit was so good. Because, you know, I'm a swallower. And it's like, for me, sucking dick is just like one of the most exciting things about sex. Like, you know, I don't want to get him worked up too much because then when he puts his dick in my tight pussy, then he comes quick. And I don't like that. I want it to last a little longer. So 9 times out of 10, what I will do is I'll suck you, pop you off, get you hard again so we can go ahead and fuck for a long time on the second go-round because that's when it's, like, really, 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 really good. So, you know, that's just me, and that's how I like to do it or whatever. So my thing is I am not fucking on my show today. I'm not going to tell y'all when I'm fucking on my show. Y'all will just get a last-minute broadcast, and what's going to be the kicker is I'm not even going to be fucking a dude. I'm going to fuck with a female because I fucked a dude on the show last year. So this year I want to do something different. I got to use a chick in the studio with the guy there. For some reason, I have got some fucking feedback on my screen. I don't know why. So you know what? What I'm gonna do for you guys is the other day I sent I changed my status and I let everybody know that I had recorded myself having an orgasm. So, you know, before I start playing my mixtape, I'm going to go ahead and play, you know, two of these little skits. So I'm going to play the first one, and it was me when I first penetrated and I started playing with my vibrator. Now that was the beginning. Now for every beginning, there is an end. And here is the end. So here you go.
That's the old school candy thing. You know, old school candy, new school tricks.
Yes, it explodes. Now, just imagine your dick being hard, and you got the pop rocks in the mouth, and it's like that tingling sensation, that popping sensation against your hard dick. Now, if she has a nice mouth like mine, and she's sucking on it back and forth, just think, hot mouth, warm tongue, pop rocks, the tingling sensation, and the sizzling noise is going to be enough to make you want to pop any motherfucking way. And then, it works good on females too. You just can't be fucking with the clit really hard while you have the pop rocks down there, because, you know, it tends to irritate us a little bit. But as long as you know what you're doing, it's okay. You know what I mean? So, me personally, I know I'm doing my show for Valentine's Day, and after 8 o'clock, after 10 o'clock, then it's gonna be on and popping. So, hi Rock, you're so sweet. I'm hitting you back on BBM. Oh, I'm doing that. Hey BBM, hi baby. Aww. Like your lips. Look, you might be able to do a little something with those. I love all my BBM people. Hi Troy, I see you. And I want to say 313. That might be purple. Purple, if that's you, hit 1. Because I'm trying to remember your number. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get into the mixtape. Now, it's called Chocolate Love, and it's hosted by yours truly, DJ Takeover, and Espy. He's an R&B singer. This is my Valentine's Day present to all of my fans, and I plan on making you some new videos really, really, really soon. So just be patient with me. I still owe you guys the instructional head video, and it's coming. So what I'm gonna do is go ahead and, you know, play a couple of tracks, and then come back and bring in some more toys, and we just gonna ride this motherfucking wave until the wheels fall off.
Welcome, freaks of the night. It's your boy, Espy. Some of you may know me, some of you may not. But by the end of this, you're gonna know who I am. This is gonna be the most sexy, exotic, erotic mixtape for Valentine's Day you ever gonna hear. So if you're ready, you know I'm ready. Let's go.
Get the movement, Oh,
Love, Volume 1, hosted by DJ Takeover, Chalk Mommy herself, and Essence, coming live on Chalk Today. Okay, now it's time for another toy. Oh, gosh, let me see. Okay, this right here. Let me take it out the packet. Alright, this is the silver bullet. Now, I never lie about shit I do, shit I don't do. And, you know, I wrote a blog post a while ago about toys versus vibrators and whatever. And it was just based on my personal opinion because I had never really played with a toy. Like, back in the day, me and my ex, we played with one or whatever. But, you know, that was back in the 90s. So, this thing right here, the silver bullet. Hold on. Let me see what kind of... hold up. Ah, damn. Hold on. Let me see. What kind of batteries does this take? Is it 2AA? I hope so. If it's 2AA, I might be able to fuck with this and see what it does. Because I've heard about it, and I heard that it was good. Like, I know it's some batteries in here somewhere. And I'm going to have to go and get some. You know what? Matter of fact, before I'm going to get some batteries. I know y'all don't know this bitch thing. I mean, I'm just saying, I've never used it before. Ain't no telling what might happen. You know, I'm on this pizza rock, so anything is possible. So what I'm going to do is, I'm going to play, let's see. I'm going to play Slide Over. But, no, fuck that. I'm going to play Slow. But, So, what you heard previously was the first song you heard on the mixtape was Mike Bless and Bless Music. Second one was 4AM Remix featuring Amotre featuring Kiwani. And then the third song you heard was Drowning by, yeah, it was Drowning, which is by Ben Keaton. So, what I'm going to do is play Slow, and then I will be back, because I'm going to go find me some fucking batteries. So, here we go.
Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. And I say, yeah. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast, yeah. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast. Give me a minute to adjust to you and your loving. Give me a second, gotta back up, but I'ma jump right back in. I'ma hit that spot, I promise. I'ma speed it up, I promise. But girl, we gotta slow it down for now. You know I ain't no liar. Shawty, you got that fire. Trying to make it happen, pussy just too good. On the phone, I did a lot of talking. I ain't know what I was about to get myself into. Well, let me tell you the truth. I gotta go slow for a reason. Feel too good, I ain't gonna lie. Starting off too fast, I gotta be honest. I get chills watching you get naked. Girl, I could feel every groove, and you kill me with those sounds. You gon' rush me to the end, yeah. Faster, that's what she said. Slow it down, that's what I'm thinking. I don't wanna disappoint you, so I switch it up, beat it up, give her that. I held her down, cause she tried going back. I know what I gotta do, so
I gotta go slow.
Hey, take over and do my radio show, bro. It's okay. I got it. Yep. Okay. Okay, that was, chocolate... I'm so excited because, okay, back to what I was saying. Silver Bullet. I've heard so many things about the Silver Bullet, right? Let me make sure you guys can see it. And I've never used anything like this in my life, right? I am so green. I am so naive. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, it doesn't matter. But I'm honest. So, you know, it's all about how it's not what you do, it's how you do it. So as I grow in my life and experiment, it's like I share it with you. So, you know, anytime I do something new, I tell you because I need to share it with you because you guys have been with me from the beginning since day one. So it's like I'm feeling a certain kind of way because now I'm like, you know, should I play with the Silver Bullet while I'm on the show? Because, you know, I've never played with a toy while doing my show. So, it's like I'm always getting undressed, but playing with the toy. So that I won't get banned, per se. I won't let y'all see me inserted, but you'll know that I've inserted. Because you'll just know. So, that's something that I'm really, really thinking about. So, yeah. Silver Bullet. Wow. Ladies, I hear that this is, once you fuck with a Silver Bullet, you really don't need dick anymore. I'm just saying. Men have told me that the Silver Bullet has replaced plenty of dicks. Like, they hate to say ever invented the Silver Bullet because the female really don't be studying them. If they don't give up no dick, she don't really care. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know. Me personally, vibrator serves purpose. Like, when you don't want to be bothered with a man, you fuck your toy. Because your toy isn't going to talk back. Your toy isn't going to cheat. Toy isn't going to give you a disease. And your toy is not full of shit. Your toy is full of you because it's filling you up. So, Oh, Lord, let me stop. Let me get back to my mixtape because y'all are throwing me off. Y'all are throwing me off so bad. Oh, my God. Let me get back.
Why would you leave it so cold? Come on. body so cold. I'm starting to suffocate. Can't hit for a while this way. Oh, oh, cause I'm a nighttime. Don't blow out the light. Why would you leave me cold?
No, no.
but it's something good, or sometimes I might be, you know, drying out and drinking something regular. But I'm going to have a sex toy party. I'm going to start probably next month. We'll have drinks. We'll have toys. We'll be playing games. We'll be playing with each other. We'll have videos. Like, make sure you bring lots of money. Men, I'm not even going to discriminate. Y'all can come. Because what y'all need to know is, what toy turn us on the most? So therefore, y'all can have us climbing up walls and turn around and dick us down. I mean, I think that's a very, very good combination. So y'all need to fuck with your girl on that. It's coming soon, I promise you. Now back to the mixtape.
Can't tell me that one didn't get you ready. Because it got me ready, okay? So let's take it to another level. Chocolate City mixtape. SV, let's go. I hope this finds you in time, bro. Cause, you know, things are forever changing. You know, only a fool with that love slipped through his hands. You know, I always wondered if the woman that could have been the love of my life was waking up with the wrong man, but yet, I hope you still find happiness. Even if it's not real, just me.
You walked out of my life, girl, and then around me, say my word. My home seems cold as ice, even through my summer nights. I ain't even gotta thank you twice. Somehow I gotta make it right. Over and over again, I be thinking about when you help me. Anything in this world I give you back the way that it used to be. And every time I walk alone, I realize how far you're going. Ain't no getting over you. Thinking about what I gotta do. Do all I want. Won't you be my man? I'll be your baby. All I need is one girl in my life for me. She be my destiny. All I need is one. Don't ever say it. I'ma do all I can.
Take over. be you. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I feel like a statue of a fool made of stone. Looked on, came home, left alone. Love slipped through my hands and oh, oh. You know, I feel like only God, only God can forgive me for the things that I've done to you. But you know, I feel like if it's just maybe one more chance, I know I can. You know, I need.
Calling you while I'm in between dates.
In between dates?
Yes.
You know what?
What?
I try to find you a date, but I guess it requires time because one guy was like, ooh, when I say you gotta be good looking and some other shit, he's like, well, I struck out twice.
Wow. That's awful.
I tried, but I mean, all I know is, you know, I just got to sleep. I mean, I've still been going through so much shit from the weekend or whatever. It's crazy. Baby girl says thank you. She loves them, and you know what's crazy? Bottles were breast cancer themed bottles.
They were what?
Cancer themed bottles.
Really?
Yes. So that made her super happy. And I was like, oh shit, all right then. So,
well, you know, my thing was, I just wanted pink bottles, so. That's what I wanted.
You know, my show is sponsored by Knights of Erotica. KnightsofErotica.com. N-O-E. Go check them out. And I finally got my silver bullet, Nate. And, you know, I really want to see what it can do. Any tips or suggestions?
Lay back, kicking, and enjoy the ride. That's all I can tell you, boo. Enjoy yourself.
Because I did good. I played slow and I kept my clothes on. And I played.
I'm happy to know that.
Huh?
I said I'm happy to know that.
Yes, and played "I Want You" by Motörhead. Because you remember when they sang it on live? I kept my clothes on. I always got a double back. And I'm about to make history because, you know, I've never played with the toy while I was live on the air. So, towards the end, me and the silver bullet are going to get to know each other. I'm preparing myself before B gets here or whatever. So, yeah.
I'm so glad I'm not cammed up right now.
Oh, but see, the thing is, I'm not going to show it. Because I don't want to get banned.
Again.
Yeah, again. So, I mean, I'll let them see, but it's like, whew, girl, I am so excited because I've heard so many stories about the silver bullet and how good it is.
Wow. Well, you enjoy yourself.
And see, right now I got this mini butterfly strap on and I don't really know what the fuck is good for. It has, uses 480 batteries, which are included. See, guys, right here. And it has 5 variations of pulsating and escalating multiple speeds. Woo!
What is that that you have?
A mini butterfly.
Is that the one that has 2 different heads?
No, this one, it's a strap on.
Oh, uh-uh.
I mean, I don't know how to use this. I was hoping you would tell me.
I don't know how to use no strap. What do would I need a strap on for?
I mean, put the strap on. Just tell me how to use this toy, because this butterfly look like it would make Chica spread the fuck open. I mean, how much you supposed to put in or what?
Oh my god.
Or maybe that. You know what? Let me open it up. Maybe it's the case. You know what I'm saying? Let me see. Maybe it's the case that it comes in that has the butterfly or something. And then may. Oh yeah. Hold on. Well. I guess it goes in. I don't know. It feels soft.
Oh my gosh. I'm just gonna go to my next date. I'm about to leave you. I'm hanging up on you now.
Nah, don't do that.
Huh?
Don't do that.
I'm sorry, but the next one starts at 8:15.
Are you speed dating or something?
What?
Is this a speed date that you're doing?
No.
Because you said the next one starts
yes,
at 8.
I had two.
Okay, now what time did the first one start?
Oh, like 4:30.
You know what?
What?
I don't even want to know.
I'm glad I don't know. I hear it. I hear that. Yeah.
Actually, what here is my phone. Mommy's doing her show.
Uh-huh.
Bye. You know, my kids, they forgot today is Tuesday. But good thing I wasn't in the middle of the silver bullet, because I'm like,
you wouldn't answer that phone if you would have been in the middle of that silver bullet. You would
have
been occupied. I'm telling you.
I sure wouldn't have. In the chat room, they said big dating on V-Day. She is being a Chocolate City Valentine's date hoe. You sure?
Hold up. What are you on? Blog?
No.
Blog TV?
Hell,
what are you on? Tiny Chat?
Yes.
Okay. Here I come. I ain't worried about y'all. And tell them to quit talking about me, too. It's all right. I'm going to come in and tell them my own self.
That's right. You do that, girl. You come
I
in
am.
And tell
them. I'm about to.
You tell them. Now, why are you doing
about
that?
To.
I got to get back to the mixtape. Girl, this mixtape is so good.
You yeah, know, I've heard it. Remember?
You know? Oh, yeah, you did. You girl.
Yeah, I have it on my iPod and my phone.
I feel that. Because I must have did something good for you to have it on double your gadget.
Mm-hmm.
So, getting back to the mixtape, here we go.
Where I'll never be right. Valentine's Day wasn't the best gift to give. They a goddamn lie. I promise you that.
That's right. Whoever said that Valentine's Day not the best gift. What the hell ever he said, they's a lie. I gotta give a shout out to Purple and Lady Black from BBM, to Rock, to Princess Nay, and, you know, SP, DJ Takeover, Diddy for making Pizza Rock. Not really fond of you fucking niggas in the ass or getting fucked in the ass, but I'm a fan of your liquor. Oh, you know what? I am so disrespectful.
I'm here,
getting
ready to go. Have a
drink.
What are you doing?
I got to give $1 million to Whitney Houston. That shit fucked me up on Saturday night when I heard that. So I think Friday I'll do a tribute show to her, and we'll play music and everything for her or whatever. Princess Nay, how you feel about that?
What are you doing?
See, look at her on the phone, hoe-backing. That's my new that's my new word for Princess Nay, hoe macking. So we got a couple more songs left on this damn mixtape, and then I need to get my silver bullet ready or whatever. So let me see. Now this song right here is by SC Music. It's called X-Rated Love. So let's go back into the mixtape.
Got me biting my bottom lip over here till I can't bite no more. Hold on, let me get right. Let's give me one of my exclusives. X-Rated Love. Definitely got to put it on this section.
Probably do, and then go back to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I would advise that you go get your stuff from
I wonder how you pussy tripped up. like rain, babe. You all on top of me, you wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride, doing the same, babe. I'm saying, babe. I'll pick you right, I will. Starting off with your pussy, I'll up in my field. Everything you feel is like a first phone kill. That means you're rolling all night, so you know the deal. You know the game, babe. I wonder how you pussy trip the high rain, babe. You all on top of me, you're wearing my chain, babe. I love you when you ride,
babe. Same, babe.
You've been rolling all night, babe. Fucking all night, and rolling all night. Fucking all day, babe. Rolling all day. Fucking all night, and rolling all night. Fucking all day, my day. Boom, boom.
straight. My mouth wide and your legs wide.
I know you're feeling good.
Cause you're only staring at me closer. Yeah, yeah. Grip my head like you want me. Want me. My hands on your ass. Going up and down your damn back. Does it feel good? You know what? It feels different. I don't know how it's supposed to feel. Oh. Oh.
not wanting to bust a nut on the toy when I have Dick coming over. So for those of you that may not believe that I actually have my toy in me, God. Okay, Nate, close your eyes because you're about to, you're about to kill me, but, you know, hey. Such is life. Okay. Now, say this. It's on. It's all the way up. Okay. You know what? My show 30 minutes early because I got shit to do. I just, I'm wet. I gotta go take care of this. I need to call my dude and, yes. Hold on. Oh my goodness. Oh, I can't believe I did that. Oh my God. I am so bad. I am extremely bad. Y'all know that, right? Oh, oh my goodness. Yeah, this show is going to be over early. Like, real early. He'll call me right back. Silver bullet. Lord have mercy. Oh, God. And I taste good. Woo! Lord have mercy. Whitney Houston. I'm gonna be back from 8 to 10. You guys make sure you join me. Same Chop channel, same Chop time. Princess Nay will be singing for us. I'm not sure how well she can sing, but she will be singing. I'm getting dressed because I have to go downstairs and I'm babysitting my brother's best friend. So there's no way I can walk downstairs like this because Lurch might mess me. He's like 6'6". He's booked like a security guard. He would be Nay's kind of person to be date number 3 or whatever. Look at her getting all cute and everything like that. Nay, stand up so we can see the booty.
You can't even see the booty. I don't have booty.
You got.
I don't have booty. Sorry to disappoint you guys.
You got booty and other stuff. You got sexy lips. You got cute toes. You got nice breastuses. You got sexy ass nipples.
Oh yeah, they're real pretty.
Yeah, you got all kinds of shit. Can I have some titty? You know,
I
got nipples on the titty, and I got a little bit of booty. So I mean, I'm just saying. See, I'm multi talented. I did a mixtape today. I did my radio show today. I did webcam today, and I am about to go downstairs. And I'm going to cook today. So, you know, I'm one of the multi-talented bitches. It doesn't get any better than that. It really doesn't. So, I would really like to thank everybody that tuned in tonight. It was really wonderful. And I love you. And, yes, I'm ending the show early. Be back on Friday. Princess Nay, you have anything planned for Friday? Because I want to do a tribute to Whitney Houston.
I don't want to. My son may have a basketball game Friday. That's basically it.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a tribute to Whitney. I mean, you know, shit happens. My prayers go out to her families and stuff like that. But people, drugs lead you down the road of nowhere. It's like the road of no return. So, I mean, think about the shit that you do. Think about your family and stuff like that. And you have to ask yourself, is it really worth it to do dumb shit and then, you know, you leave your family behind? Because they have to bear the burden of the mistakes that you made. So my prayers go out to Bobby because he lost Whitney on Saturday. His daddy died on Sunday. So he's really going through it. I hope he stays strong and he doesn't relapse. But, you know, it's like, it's crazy. But, you know, I can't do nothing about that. All I can do is go downstairs, take my sexy ass in the kitchen and cook. And then get ready to get me some dick later on. Princess Nay, I know you're not fucking tonight. This is your night off. You're not into that. You don't fuck on Valentine's Day. This is the first Valentine's I done had in a minute. I am going to fuck. I'm going to suck. I'm going, aw, damn. I forgot this one. Shit. The romantic restraint shit. Handcuffs. A fucking, what the hell? Oh. Yes, the blindfold and a whip. So I'm going to cuff his ass, blindfold him, and I'm going to whip the hell, I'm going to whip the shit out of him. Yes, I am going to, yeah. Princess Nay, I need to get you one of these. Like, for real.
Well,
you
give me one. I need another silver bullet because mine is dead now.
Another silver bullet?
Yes, because mine is dead.
I have somebody working, my sex toy sponsor is working on my hair sponsor, and I have another sex toy sponsor. Ooh, let me see. Oh, yeah. Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. This is good, because you can't see. Yeah. And then my rubber whipper. Now you better not tell him shit I said.
I'm not going to tell him anything.
Oh, girl, look at this.
But you're going to pay me to be quiet.
Oh, girl, look at this right here. Could you imagine me being up like this? And then he just eats it and, you know, I'm getting all hot bothered over here at these damn toys and stuff. But, yes. Y'all can get any of these toys and other toys at knightsoferotica.com. Like, really, this shit is awesome. I have enough toys to keep me busy till it's time for me to get into some more trouble and make some videos and stuff. So, you know, like I said, the romantic restraint kit, the mini butterfly strap-on, right here. Oh, my bad. The Fab Black Cop. This is a shower suction shit.
This is one right here.
What's that?
These are, I don't even know what it's called. Exotic. Oh, the Turbo 8. It has eight different speeds. And you hold one and he holds the other one. And you can either let him hold the control or you hold the control.
Either and why do you have that out? Who's controlling what tonight?
Because I was just showing you.
What you doing with that?
It was under my, I keep it under my pillow. Yeah.
Why?
So that when I need it, it's there.
Okay, you know what, Nay? We're so close that I don't see why you can't call me or I call you and we experiment with our toys on the phone.
I don't know.
And then we should make a voice note and put it on SoundCloud.
I am not doing that. I can't do that anymore, remember?
Do what?
I can't do voice notes anymore.
Why?
Because, remember, I don't have a BlackBerry.
Okay, but you have voice recorder on your Android.
I know, but I was just trying to get out of it.
Nah, honey, you got the high-tech phone, remember?
Yes, I do, but I was trying not to.
Yeah, Well, you know what? I need your address because I want to feed you some of this, some yummy cummy. It's going to make your cum taste fruity.
Okay.
Mhm. Yeah.
I don't call my squirt.
Well, it's gonna make your squirt take fruity. So, unlike Travis, I don't know what bitch he ate. He said when she squirted, it tastes like piss. But you know, that's another time, another day, another year. Cause I will be on that shit forever. Men, if you ever eat a bitch and she squirt and that shit tastes like piss, you're suspect. Because first of all, what do you know what piss tastes like? And two, you just motherfucking suspect all to fucking together. It ain't even that. That's just damn that. You just let a bitch piss in your mouth and you swallowed it and you can never come around me. You can never say hi, kiss my cheek. You can't even kiss my ass.
Why not?
I'm sorry. That's why I'm squirt. Honestly, real talk, I'm scared to squirt. Cause somebody tell
why?
Me. Why? Because somebody said, like, when you're about to come, you need to push down and it feels like you're pissing, right? My biggest fear is, what if I miss the squirting point and I just piss on a nigga? That is crazy.
Who cares? He would be all right. He wouldn't know the difference.
Me. I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. We can't be sisters. We are not sisters. We're not.
Would you want him around you and piss him?
I'm not listening to you.
If I piss on you, next thing you know, you're going to want me to shit on you. And we're going to have a problem because you's a nasty motherfucker. So, squirting, I'm going to leave that alone. If it happens, it happens. If it don't, it don't. All I know is I am going to bust a horrific nut tonight, and I'm going to think about everybody that may be getting some and may not be getting some.
You
I
need to play the Sit on My Face song again. Just play that for me one more time.
My face?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Let me see. Wrote a song. Want to hear it? Here you go. Here you go. Sit on my face.
Thank you.
My face.
Back Friday night. Gotta get some big now. Holla!